Mobile.
Somewhere somebody run over a skunk. Oh my god. Kill him.
Truck trying to run over me right now.
Mountain, or are you going to pick up the truck?
I'm already over here next to where Ken lives.
Pretty early on Thursday.
KL4, WWZ.
KL4 HKX.
KO4 CEF. KO4 CEF. Did we lose it?
I'm not here. Alright,
last night.
I'm gonna
go talk to
Foreman
now.
I'll be back. I gotta open up the closed
road. So how did your night go, Andrew?
Friday.
For the delay. I'm trying to figure out why these cars are sitting out here on the road with no lights on at a stop sign.
We can't tell with people nowadays. FW Mobile.
KO4 HKX.
KO4 CEF.
And everyone.
Hey, I'm ready to sleep in.
You did, right?
More than that.
5:30 at the...
It's about 6 o'clock for me.
You know, Friday is you can go home and take a nap, and then it don't ruin your sleep for that night, because, you know, if it takes you a little bit longer to go to bed, you're ain't no big deal. I'm on patrol live.
Cut that thing.
Tuesday night, that's date night. Me and my wife sitting there watching on patrol live.
Live.
It's called Live PD, but you know, with the whole thing where they shut down all the police and all that. But anyway, eventually they brought it back on the channel called Reels, but it's called On Patrol Live. So there's, it's kind of like cops, except they follow around and, you know, there's probably a 5-10 minute delay, if anything, but it's them recording them live. So sometimes it's boring, it's crap. Sometimes you get to see somebody tased or dog bit, and, you know, it's a lot of fun to watch.
I deal with too many stupid people every day. There ain't no need doing that.
Got live in my route this week.
Watch it all the time. My son, he'd be, what, probably 7-8 years old. And he'd see something, be like, I bet they got weed on them. Years back. That was our Friday and Saturday night routine, was sit down at 9:30 and start watching it.
Live TV in the house, so that rules me out.
Watch, you know, you get these nights where these guys take off running and the cops chase after them and tase them, and when they tase them, their whole body just goes flat, and it's just like they plank right then and there. Down to Greenwood this weekend?
I do.
I was in Spartanburg around 1 o'clock. I'll be there selling Boy Scout Adventure cards. That's my weekend.
Last weekend?
Yeah, this year to kind of go above and beyond, I ordered 200 cards, or I requested 200 cards. And so the boys get $5 for each card they sell in their scout account. So that would give them each $500 to go in their scout account when they split it in half. So that'll go a long way. Summer camp. I mean, dang, this ski trip we're going on was $170. And it was $50 for me and my oldest, even though we're not skiing.
Okay, guys, I'm back. KO4 WWZ. Sorry if I transmitted one too many times. I was trying to do it in between ATRS.
On the radio chamber, KN4 TFW.
Morning, Chandler. You on Echo Link?
Yes, sir. I decided to switch to Echo Link. One, because I had to start using my personal radio from work, because the work radio was dying. And two, because I didn't know if I was actually making it into the theater with the ATRS turned on, so I didn't want to accidentally tee up too many times saying the same thing when I didn't know if I could hear the squelch tail.
Echo Link's got that little bit of delay. It'll cut off the start of the conversation. So I was just trying to know that way I didn't key up too fast and start talking.
Roger that, sir. Thank you very much. Yep, using Echo Link's a lot like using DNR in a way. The delay part, anyway. Hey, what we got in here? I know we got TFW and I know you. Anybody else in here this morning?
You got me, Ken, and Patrick so far this morning.
Good morning, everybody. It's been a while. I'm glad to be back talking to you guys. Got a road closed here in Greenville on East Lee Street off Lake Hampton Boulevard. Somebody snapped the tire cord in half. Then it's 12:45 this morning.
Back in a few minutes, I'm gonna step in here and grab me something cold to drink. KO4HKX.
Patrick, talk to you in a minute. So you say somebody snapped a pole in half?
Yes, sir. I don't know how they did it. I just know the car probably turned around the curve too fast, hit the pole, and snapped it in half. To my surprise, the cone was not laying in the road, but we have shut the road down, and they're fixing to put the transformer on the new one. That will take about 2 hours or so, and we'll be out of here. Which is fine by me, because of all the rain coming today, I'm pretty sure jobs are going to be canceled, and I was scheduled to stand by anyway, so I'll take them extra hours wherever I can. And I'll probably be doing this again tomorrow night. I'm sure I'm going to ask to do it. I love the extra hours. HF transceiver, here I come.
Weekend. Too much planned this weekend. Maybe, hopefully, get caught up on some stuff there at the house. If if it ain't raining or anything, I think it's just supposed to be cool. I would like to go to State Park and at least do a little bit of a walk anyway, not necessarily a hike. I saw where they might get some snow in the Tennessee North Carolina mountain border region. Be nice to ride up that way just to see, but I don't think it's supposed to be much of anything. Some reservations last night for 4th of July down at Saddler's Creek down there off Lake Hartwell. That way we could camp and then we could go get each grandkid because they don't live too far from there. Sounds like fun. Get some Dutch oven recipes going. We doing all right. Y'all going to a tent camping, right? Tent camping. We were going to go to Panama City, stay at our aunt's condo, but that just really ain't our cup of tea. Yeah, I get that. So Chandler, you ever do any kind of camping or anything?
Actually, I have my own tent that my mom and dad bought me when we used to go camping during the summertime. It's actually a pretty decent sized tent. I thought about bringing it out to Field Day, but we used to camp at the lake and at the beach, and I really enjoyed that. But I do have some exciting news for you guys that I've been wanting to tell y'all for a while, if y'all want to hear it.
Hey, go ahead. I'm not far from my exit. I got a few more minutes before I got to jump off the radio.
Well, tonight I am going on my second date.
Your radio money. got that right, kid. My license to you. I hope it goes all well for you.
Thank you. You had me laughing with that. There goes your radio money, Clark. Hey, who's to say I can't have a woman and do ham radio? There's a lot of people in here that do it. But tell me about your camping experiences. What have they been like?
Let's say, I still buy plenty of radio equipment. I'm married, so... My wife might give me a hard time, but I still buy it most of the time.
You do a little bit of tent camping every now and then. And that, we've had a lot of good times camping in the tent.
Oh, yeah, I love going tent camping. I grew up either tent or going pop-up camping, and that's memories that I love, and I'm glad my... And plus, you get a chance to do some nice Dutch oven recipes, and food just tastes better when you go camping. Well, gentlemen, I am pulling in the parking lot. I need to get on in here and get to this 6 o'clock meeting, so I'm going to say 7:03. Hopefully, I'll holler at you either... this afternoon when I get off, or in the morning, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
7:03, Andrew. Enjoy that meeting this morning. We'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Andrew, KO4HKX.
7:03, Andrew. Hope you have a great day. KO4WWZ.
Somewhere. Remotely easy to get in and out of.
I mean, it's not too bad, but sometimes, most of the time during the day, I don't even get near a QT. I just don't want to even try it. We still supposed to get all that rain they were talking about?
It's not coming in. They're showing the heavy rain being about, and the bad storms being about 7 o'clock. You know, 6 to 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, y'all be careful out there during that time because the probability of tornadoes has gone up in the past 24 hours. To go up to National Weather Service and the Storm Prediction Center, they have put us in a enhanced risk instead of a marginal risk, which is level 2 of 5 for severe weather. Y'all be careful out there today, especially you, Patrick, because I know you're out there driving a lot.
They're saying that the main danger is really high winds.
I hadn't even looked this morning. The last thing I looked was yesterday morning. It's supposed to be here today, and we get down here this morning, and it's not even raining.
They're going to start a little bit, you know, well after lunch.
Good, that's the slower part of my day today, so won't have to get grounded quite as bad.
Patrick, what you plan on doing this weekend? So, more WWC.
I'm going down to the Greenwood Ham Fest Saturday, but not sure other than that.
Cool. Maybe I should try and get out there. I've never been to a ham fest before. Although I ain't gonna have much spending money. did you hear the good news earlier?
I was gonna be like, I've never been to it and haven't heard anything about it really. So, it's just a way to get out of the house and not sit at the house.
There you go. I don't like sitting at the house much either.
Getting in. But there's nobody here yet, so I'll be around for a few more minutes.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody stirring yet, and the lights aren't on in the building.
Hey, Patrick, are you making any stops on Wade Hampton today?
I'll be out here on part of Wade Hampton today.
All right. Are you going to be close to the Taylors or Greer or Stark and Greer?
Taylors and Greer.
Alrighty. I tell you what, if I get off of this ER call, or if and when I get off this ER call, I'll shoot you a text and see where you're at. Maybe I'll meet up with you for a few minutes.
Just let me know. But guys, now I see them pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to go ahead and jump off so I can get the truck opened up and ready for business. I'll talk to y'all on down the log. KO4HKX, I'll be clear. Stay safe out there.
Patrick, good to talk to you this morning. Be good. Maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4GFW.
73, Patrick. Good talking to y'all this morning. Sorry if I seem out of sorts. And I'll catch you later on down the road. Table 4, WWC, Diagnostics.